Welcome. Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome to Late Nights with Sexy and Savage.
Welcome.
That's about to be my head. All right, y'all. What is up? What's going on, man?
What the fuck is going on?
This is another episode of the Late Nights podcast with my lovely co-host.
I'm Miss Tina, and we have a pop-in guest.
Beautiful guest.
Hey. What's Sarah Marie.
No, Sarah Marie.
Sarah.
Tonight's episode is basically about romance.
Romance me, daddy.
So.
Or little mama. Happy Sweetest Day.
Yes, it is Sweetest Day.
First of all.
No, yesterday was
Sweetest Day. It doesn't matter. Sweetest Day is a Midwest. It's just a Chicago holiday.
It is. It's not just Chicago.
Yes, it is.
It's a few other places.
No, it's not.
I've Googled called this. Homies in Miami.
New York.
They don't
We're
know.
We're not talking about like far out.
I called my homie in New York.
But nobody
didn't know.
Nobody.
People in LA.
Don't deal with that.
Don't know.
Seriously.
It's a Chicago holiday.
Just a, like, a, look it up.
Google it.
And how about you call someone that lives there? They don't.
Just be like, yo, what you do for Sweetest Day? They'll be like, what?
I called Broadway earlier today. I was like, man, B, how was your Sweetest Day? He gonna say, what the fuck is that? And I said, Sweetest Day is Valentine's Day for the niggas. He was like, oh, hell no.
I don't get that.
We don't get that shit, so tomorrow y'all.
What do y'all do? Remember he was like, what do y'all do?
I'm like, no, you just.
It's in Cleveland.
No, it's not.
I'm looking at it right here. It's beginning in Cleveland.
Let me call one of my friends in Ohio.
So Cleveland and Chicago.
Well, everywhere else in the world. Did you get something for Sweetest Day?
I don't know. No. I didn't get anything. I don't know.
I got you something.
You got me something? No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, now I got to get us something for a birthday. Well, I got to get something for Christmas.
First of all, he already owes me a fucking birthday present.
That's horrible.
And I got to get you something for Christmas.
Yup.
And Valentine's Day.
That's nowhere near coming up.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, right here before you know it.
Right there.
Whatever.
I got a late birthday present.
So you gonna give me something?
That was nice.
You got me something for real?
I did get you something. This is my car.
Okay. I bet it's some old shit.
Damn.
There's a tie.
That's horrible.
There's a tie, nigga.
I don't wear no suit. I don't really.
You might gotta go to.
What? I don't know much about you, so I tried. Okay. We ain't never really spent real time together.
So we'll see.
It's just a start, I guess. Okay. I didn't want you to feel left out. You know?
Whatever.
So I did get you cute.
Did you get somebody something for Sweetie?
I didn't. Oh, yeah, I did.
She did.
We. That was my sweetie.
Oh.
I'm not sweetie to say. It was nice.
We went to lunch. No, dinner.
Dinner. This was dinner. And we went shopping for a little bit.
And she paid for dinner.
I did.
Aww.
And I paid for the drink.
Yep.
And we went to the hookah spot with Timmy Pooh and Vern.
It was awesome.
And Prince Dundee.
Ugh, he is something else, y'all.
And Queen V.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We had a pretty good time. And Prince Dundee embarrassed us like our drunk fucking uncle.
Yeah, he was like one of them like perverting, you know, how they be like, come here, baby girl.
We did probably get some new lips.
Come on, Hunk, I'm good.
Oh,
oh, baby girl.
Remember he was talking about that.
That episode we did on Show Miss Pig.
Oh, okay. Oh. Oh, yeah. What was the name of that shit? Oh, Confessions of a Side Chick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shanti Helena. Yeah.
She was there
last
night?
She wrote a book called Side Chick something. It was a decent little book. It was nothing of what the...
Where was she sitting at?
I don't know.
Oh, but she
But
was...
shout out to that thick-ass, thick-o-stallion.
I was, man... I was
damn, sorry. Nobody called damn. Phil. Was
she
like,
was
hey,
some motherfucking she thing.
She come it to the cigar
that,
lounge.
You know that shit. It's like, ooh, it she, just was...
She was thick as hell.
Thick as fuck.
And she was bald blondie.
Yeah, she was bald. No, she it was like that. Wasn't it like a little silver?
Yeah, she was white blonde, but she was dope.
Yeah, she thick was real cute. Fuck.
But nobody said call me.
Nope.
No, I was at the house, just me and my.
And she had a nice
baby.
Little bounce with her. Like she had a
she
nice
got
little
up,
bounce.
Like she was like boom, and then her,
her hips, and then it sat up too. It was sitting up, and every time she moved, that motherfucker was bouncing.
What was her name?
I don't know. But she was out because she left her husband at home.
She made it very clear. She said, I'm trying to be out. It's ladies' night. And my husband is at home. And I'm trying to hear some good music. That good music came on and she got the shake of that motherfucker. Shit.
Damn, Tim, you ain't doing nothing.
We was watching.
No, we was watching.
And you know what's crazy? Why Prince Gandhi didn't peep that? Because I was waiting for him to say
he probably was like, ooh, that's too much woman for me.
He was focused on the slim chick and the cheetah
print. Oh, yeah, yeah. But she had a never mind.
Yeah, I know it too.
Carry it on. Gotta
well, tell me later.
Yeah, that was weird.
Anywho, okay, so guys, what's your favorite position?
What's your favorite position?
Mute Dre.
Sorry.
Shout out to Dre's Credit Services.
That's not him, actually. It's somebody else.
Ooh. And Spice. Verge is going to lead a weed over here.
Okay, what's your favorite position?
Tonight's position. Like my go-to? Mm-hmm.
If you want to put it on your motherfucking man, like y'all just had a great day, how you going to do it?
Right if I'm behind. Like, I like to sit on.
Reverse cowgirl? Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that is like, if I can squat, you know, bounce it a little bit.
I don't know about you, but my knees, it be sound like they goddamn.
You got to take increments, and you got to do it for a little bit, then stop, and, you know, like, roll a little bit, then get back up.
I broke out my leg, broke, so, like, ever since then, it's like a hick.
So you'd be afraid. What's your favorite position? What should I go to?
My go-to position is sucking dick.
What?
That favorite?
Is cheating, bitch. Everybody likes a good.
No, you have to do more than that.
But I do. What? But no, but my favorite position would probably be. I enjoy it from the side.
Oh yeah,
I do enjoy it from the side.
Really? Mine is.
What would you say?
Well, the position for me for the night will be. Let's say I like when a woman squats.
We've never did that.
You're right.
Riding on me. Oh, like from like facing, like she gotta be facing you. Like take this pussy, like that.
Facing you.
Yeah. I like that.
Okay.
What's
that?
I don't know.
Crab in a barrel.
Okay.
Okay.
Get out.
I'm calling the police on you, bitch.
Okay.
This is full of giggles this evening.
Get it out. Just get it out.
Oh, speaking of giggles, this is a true story.
What?
I used to fuck with this guy, and I think I met him at my 20th birthday party.
Excuse me.
He works for ESPN, and well, now he does. Before he didn't get pregnant. Now he does whatever. Anyway, so when we would fuck, and he's gonna come as he was
don't
coming,
say he, would laugh.
He giggled like. And at first I was like, "What the fuck?"
And it tickles. I think it tickles
like
something.
Some Elmo shit. Like tickles.
But reality. It tickles the life. But everything. And then like he said,
"Oh shit!"
Then like I was like. He was like, I forgot to warn you. He's like, I giggle when I come.
I forgot to warn you. How you not warn you?
You didn't tell me.
And then I was like,
so do he do that when he jack off too?
He says every time. He says it's a rarity. He said only 5% of men giggle when they come. He said he can't control it.
Vern, do you giggle?
And I thought, no. And I thought,
gaggled, what do you do, Bob?
Have you ever giggle gaggled?
No.
Look at Vern's face.
Oh, shit. Oh.
No, but legitly, every I'll time smile. We did it, he always get the sinister look.
You sick.
I need a smolder.
Hey man, get out. Ooh, he just make me want to go.
Shout out to Dundee.
Prince Dundee, that is.
Wait, what'd he say? Oh, what'd he say when he walked past me? He was like, yeah, let daddy get past. I'm
let daddy get
you let daddy. Then I was like, yes, what do you think? Then he was like,
grip daddy.
Let daddy slide.
Yeah. I said, you can slide past. He was like, yeah, let me slide in. No, you're not.
No,
sliding
but he
in.
Said, but every time he did come, he legit giggled. And then I asked my doctor, and it is a real statistic that it's an uncontrollable thing. Like, it's a I guess so, whatever. But yeah, my man's definitely giggling.
Have you ever cried like while coming?
Oh man,
have you ever done that? I have. I'm like, listen, I'm gonna take my soul. Shit, what is he doing to me?
I say that at work. I'm gonna be snatching souls, Carl G. I'm gonna fucking. Carl be laughing. He be laughing. I would just be saying this as a joke.
No, I did one time. It was answered like, I guess maybe the build up. I figured it was a build up because we had been flirting with each other for years. And then finally, girl, my God.
Was it the tear that started coming down?
It did. Yep. And I could not, like,
he was like, but I think it turned him on. He kept going, oh my God.
He was like, bitch, I'm activating that crazy.
You are.
Yes, God. I was crying out to God, Lord Jesus.
I just remember saying, I was like, I'm going to take it. Yes, I'm going to take it.
That's one thing I can take. I can take some dick.
No, I'll be running. I'll be running.
You got skates on your back, sis?
Bitch, I'll be running.
Can you take?
I'll be trying to run. What the fuck? I'll be running.
See, you come out field on the sus. You trying to shoot the shot to me. No. Yes. Fuck out of here.
That was a trick. That was a test.
I'm a fucking
bitch. You did it. You ran on me.
Get that shit. No. Don't do
it. You ever ran in front of
you like that? No. Get it out of here.
Stop that shit.
Get out of here. No.
Okay. Y'all, we is just giggling tonight.
Have you ever ran for some pussy? Like, had pussy took you, like, I gotta get out of this. Goddamn.
Have you?
No, but I've like.
Had a great group.
Been like, ooh.
Slid in that bitch like, shit.
Goddamn. I did that, like, let me go eat some more.
Let me say this nut.
Or if it be like 5 minutes of the, whoa. It's a little too soon for me. Hold on.
Slow down, soldier.
So what does romance mean to Phil?
I think I'm a romantic guy, but I think romance is like being sweet. You just the little things.
What's the definition of being sweet?
Showing care and love and loyalty to a person.
So what does romance mean to PJ Fucker?
Feel with PJ Fucker.
PJ Fucker.
Damn, I ain't never thought of that.
Is it romance?
Is it?
I like romance.
For PJ
Fucker. For PJ Fucker.
For PJ Fucker. But I like to be romanced.
Oh, so you rather be romanced?
As PJ Fucker. But I rather romance you as me.
And what does romance mean to you, Sarah?
Definitely showing you love that person. So little things, because you could be romantic by just bringing some dinner home and then, you know, let me rub your feet. That's romantic. Like, to me, that is. Mm-hmm. You ain't gotta fuck me. You ain't gotta do all that. Those little things, that's what makes me like, oh, girl, he was so romantic. He rubbed my feet, ran my bath water. Shit, little stuff like that, because little key things are important. That's what makes a relationship.
And do you have an alter ego?
Mm-hmm.
What is romance? What's her name?
Oh, that's Farrah.
Okay. So what does romance mean to Farrah?
I don't know. I don't think she like that. She nasty. She's sick. She be like straight to it. Like on some poor shit.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah. You suck the
Tina.
Yeah, Tina. Yeah.
What do you like?
Yeah, what do you like?
Well, let's see. Romance to me is, like you say, it's the little things. Like, I love flowers. So if you just because flowers. Just because flowers, or, you know, you decide you want to cook one day. Like, y'all know I love to cook. So for someone to just be like, oh, I got this basic down.
You or like come home to it.
Yeah, come home to it. Or even if we just get us a drink and we go ride down Lakeshore Drive. Like,
those are the nice times.
The little things. Like, to me, what's romantic to me is the things where you don't have to spend no money.
Yeah.
Right.
And that means a lot to me. Even if you just write a note.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, thinking about you or something like that. Like, to me, those little things mean so much. Because it's like, oh, you put a little thought in this.
Yeah. That means that you're like, on their mind.
Even if... All sex aside, like, if he just really, like, takes his time with me, shows me that he listens to me, things like that, like, it'd be the little things to me.
That's true.
Those are important things.
What's your alter ego?
Well, Awkwafina Tina.
Awkwafina Tina. She got that water.
I got that water.
Bucket and the mop need to be brought.
Oh, yes.
Wet ass pussy.
Why you got to say that? So. Is it macaroni in the pot? Because mine is. It's at that level. Like macaroni in the pot.
It's elevated.
So she's romantic.
It's like.
She is. She's like sometimes more dominant per se. So
nail them to the cross.
Yeah, I think pretty much like romance on that end, there really is like if he likes to be dominated, I'll take over. But I don't really need this fuck me or let me fuck you.
Okay. Well then.
So what's something romantic that you've done, Sarah? Like, wait a minute, hold on. Vernie, Timmy, are you guys romantic?
Yeah. Look, Vernie, look at you.
Vernie, no, I'm a slut.
I'm a dog.
I'm a wild.
You dirty dog.
Wow.
I don't know what your alter ego is. My alter ego, yeah, don't give a fuck.
Oh. What's your alter ego's name?
No. My alter ego all day. Ooh. My alter Bernie ego Daddy. Is like a modern pimp, almost.
Okay. Slap me around, Daddy.
Prince Gotti. Oh, okay. You are. Aww. Timmy, are you?
Absolutely.
Okay. Aww. What's the most romantic thing you've ever done, Sarah?
Oh, I mean, I've done a couple. I'm more thoughtful things. So I took my ex fiance on a picnic. Like I had like set it up for his birthday. It was like random as fuck. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Miss Tina?
I sent. We were just fucking. I haven't had too many relationships, but this dude I was fucking with, I sent him some roses.
Oh,
that was nice.
And he put them on the internet, and I got so many cool points for that. Like, damn, bitch, you did that. You sent that.
Damn, nigga, she really do fuck with you.
Red and the roses, a different color.
No, I said his favorite color is red, so I sent him 2 dozen long stem roses.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sending him roses.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
I don't need fucking roses.
Ooh. You email talking shit.
No, listen. You let.
I just need you.
Listen, no. Give me that. I'm saying it's like.
That's romantic.
You on your knees at the door. That's it.
Man, she was so romantic. What'd she do? She was on her knees.
But for him, and like for a nigga that got everything, you know what I'm saying? And then you do something like that, like that'd be like, damn.
Call me Mr. Gray.
Yeah. Thanks.
I don't think roses is.
But for a man to receive roses, it's different. Like, ain't no bitch saying, "Oh, I sent my nigga roses." You know what I'm saying? And for him, that was.
Oh, he sent you roses.
No, I sent him roses.
She sent him roses.
Yeah, she sent him roses.
I sent him roses.
And you just said, "Don't send me no roses."
But you know what? At the end of the day, like, what do you get somebody that got everything? You gotta want it. Like, I'm not finna go out and buy a nigga no Rolls Royce and no shit like that. I want it to be, like, something for him to be like, what this bitch did what? And that's exactly what it did for him. Because what bitch is finna, like, I'm finna send my man some roses. I'm finna, and I sent.
That's thoughtful.
I've also sent, edible, what is
arrangements?
It called?
Oh, I've done that before, too.
I've done that.
I did that for his birthday, too.
Yeah, I've sent edible arrangements.
If you want to do that. I can get that. I can do something with that.
Oh, okay.
But he set them roses
and
up
get on your
nice
knees
in his
at
little,
the front door.
And his little storefront. And shit, that was a hair. Everybody like, damn, bitch, you get roses. How much you spent on that? And I was like, no, it was nothing. But, like, when your nigga live out of state, like, it's mm-hmm. only, like, I don't mind sending videos.
Pop up.
Like,
pop up unexpectedly. Like,
oh,
hey,
no, I'm
here.
Not popping up because
I
am.
Something. Hi.
Ooh. Some weird shit pop up without me. I don't want to be in jail.
That's ooh. Nice,
yeah, that's
I
true.
I have one last follow-up question about these roses you sent this nigga.
Are we still on this?
Follow-up question.
He had a vase to put them in?
No, I sent it with the vase.
Come on, Vern.
He's like, oh, let me go get this vase.
No,
because, you know, I like roses.
Niggas ain't got vases.
He didn't have a vase. No, it was some
pump bottle.
There is a boss.
Get a pump bottle in this motherfucker.
Let me get my boss.
It can't.
This is perfect for my boss.
He just pulled that out. How did you know I have a love these.
You're amazing.
It was nice.
You're amazing.
It was nice.
That's nice. I never had nobody in the room. I always,
that count.
Always been a romantic.
Y'all trying to downplay these roses.
No, I had somebody do something romantic for me, yeah.
Like, you know, like, yeah. I don't
the
know.
Roses were nice.
That was. It was nice. Send me a go send me nice. A massage. I go for that.
That's you.
But some roses.
Bitches, don't buy fucking Vern no fucking roses.
Right, don't buy
his dick. Just feel your at the door.
Hey, just if you want to, suck his dick at the door.
You
want
to be married?
Make sure you're fucking.
Be on your fucking knee.
Yeah. Make sure you got good jaw alignment. Strong.
So
strong.
Pardon me, guys. I'm going to talk to gas station P now. Jeez.
So, no, that's a what great was the, gift.
Shut up.
Fucking just the fucking jacket at the door. Oh, man, I think every nigga,
see
like,
this?
I love her.
That is a nice
girl. I've done that. So I told him to come outside. And we was, like, kind of into it. And I was like, come outside. He was like, you're not on your way. I was like, yes, I am. I had these little, you know, Kira, those, like, little thigh-high boots. They was leather ones. Had this little jacket. It wasn't black. It was white and black. I had this one piece on under it. I was like, come to the car. He was like, man, all right. I said, I'm coming. He was like, you know, doing his thing in the house. So he come out and he like stopped at the front and then he got in. And when he got in,
he fucked up the move.
He was like, come on, let's get to the house. In the car, doesn't touch on me. I'm like, yeah, you want to pull over? He was like, yeah, pull that. Yeah. So we fucked on the side of the road and back at the crib. He was like, keep your heels on too.
Did you have titty windows? Daddy.
What are them titty windows? Did you don't titty matter. Windows?
Nope. It was all the ass. Whoever walked past, they seen my ass up there.
Oh, wow.
That's all it's about.
So we're adults, guys. If you saw my ass out there, I was getting dicked down. Sorry.
I know.
You gotta be a nasty slut sometimes.
You
got
to.
I want to know from you guys.
She gets it.
And I don't.
And they don't date no more.
First of all, we were just fucking.
That's a different level.
Oh, so you're saying if you're in a relationship. Okay, that's what we're talking about.
This nigga
we ain't talking about you doing that for every dick. We're talking about you doing that for certain.
Nigga,
nigga you alone.
I've never really been in love. I told you.
Must have ate that castle.
What you do?
I've never been in a real fucking relationship. Like I said that. Like I have kids by niggas I was fucking. And
but when you do find that one man, that dark skinned brother with waves. Beard.
Beard.
Rick Ross.
Anywho, Phil.
Yeah.
He has a comb over, actually.
Whatever.
It's an IP. You didn't even know that.
Okay, let's stop. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, let me stop. Wait, yeah, we gotta stop this.
What was your most romantic thing?
That I did?
He said, whoa.
That I did?
Yeah.
When I had got engaged, I did the whole.
I love this story.
You seen it?
No, I didn't find it. I found everything else. But
I basically, I did the Martin. No, I didn't delete it.
You did the what?
I think they deleted the Martin thing.
Oh.
Remember, she loved Martin.
Yeah.
And remember when he did the proposal, we had like the when it first come on, it's like the episode, like how the episode is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to what is it? Buckingham Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
We went down to the Buckingham Fountain.
You were there to me?
No, tell me.
Oh, we had like literally just met when he
right.
Okay.
And I went down there, I proposed. Like I had to do a sing just like Brian McKnight. So he popped up behind the bushes and was singing like the same song.
I would have been crying like no.
My best friend got engaged in front of Buckingham. Yeah. It was at Lollapalooza, so it was like a million people.
And
saw
I was
her
acting like
get engaged.
When Martin was telling Tommy like if I had these flowers and all that, my guy never pop up acting like Tommy and them. And like, I did all that shit. I had all that shit prepared. Then I threw a party at the Virgin Motel afterwards.
That's nice.
And we partied up there. Yeah. Bam! I'm back here, sexcapading it out.
So what happened?
They're not
we
married.
We didn't get married.
Oh.
We broke up.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, man. But will you do it again?
You refund any of that shit?
Yeah, I'll do it again.
You would, but you would do something.
We was engaged for a while. I'll do something different, of course.
Of course, yeah.
She liked Martin, that's why.
Girl, he did the Martin thing for me, too. He did, bitch.
Bitch, well, guess what, bitch? It wasn't
I'm married. I married him.
Well, folks said it like Martin. You don't like the Wayans, bro? To another show.
So.
I don't know. Do like
he making me
Hillary Hussman.
Yeah.
Hillary.
Oh my God. He just made me stand.
That I come on. You did?
Yes, bitch. There was a napkin. Come on, I'm in tears.
Look, that was a sad episode. So, let me ask you this. If you
want a napkin,
what's your love language?
That, like, romance, huh? little things.
Acts of service?
Ooh. Yeah, acts of service to make me happy. I don't
what's
care
your
about
love language?
Other stuff.
Ooh. You don't know?
I don't know.
Take the quiz when you're in your free time. Take the quiz.
I don't know. It's a different. It's a mixture. It's like, it's not one specific.
But did you take the love?
No, I never have.
You should take it.
Really?
It's very like damn.
Not opposed to that.
Yeah, take it and see. Like, I have three love languages: words of affirmation, quality time, and acts of service.
I definitely will say quality time. I know that. I know that for a fact. I'll bet. That's just me.
Right. So, what are you attracted to? Like, are you a sapiosexual?
What do you mean? I'm just saying, like, I'm lost.
Can you not?
Because you just said sappy. I'm like, what are you talking about? Am I attracted to, like, the woman has to be?
Like, are you attracted to intelligence? Things like that.
Yeah, like, is it looks for you? Is it the mind
for
you?
No, it's like little cool shit. Like, I think with me, like, a woman being a, like, if you're a mother, a good mother, being a creative, supportive, loving, short hair. I like women with short hair, but I like women with locks too. That's nice too.
That ain't me. So,
it's not. But the first one.
Nah, I fuck with P heavy.
Nah, I like this one here, but
I would never.
I was about to be like, she would never.
Thank you.
But nah, I like this short hair. But
I'm attracted to intelligence, like a motherfucker that is
I ain't
smart.
I'm slow as it.
Forgot to tell
I was a C average student.
You made it. You made it.
I made it.
You made it.
I made it.
You
want to
have a napkin? You got a napkin?
Vern, can you get her a napkin? Because she dribbled out her mouth.
Yes.
She spit.
But I always lick it up afterwards.
Oh, she made a mess.
Woo. This is why.
Can sex be?
What's the name? What's Farrah?
Farrah Fox.
Ooh.
What's the thing? There you go.
Oh, you sound like him.
Be concerned.
Vern, like, I can clean it up. Put that right there.
Oh,
no, I was.
Stop.
Last week he was looking at me like he wanted to eat me.
No, he just grabbed himself.
Man, put that weed. Get smoked the weed, please. I'm over here.
You fucked up, ain't you?
That's a scare.
So, can sex be considered romantic?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at you. Be quiet. You be quiet.
In the room?
I fucked you, didn't I? Like, no. You're never romantic. He's the one that's like, I fucked you.
No.
What?
I'm the one who rub your feet, massage your back, you all that shit.
Into sex? Like, as a. Okay.
Oh, yeah, no. I explore the whole gamut. Well, except if I'm in love with
the whole what?
The whole gamut of the human body.
Add that to your dictionaries.
You didn't know what the fuck that was, DZ.
I did. I really did.
Vern be throwing out some words.
That's why I asked him to repeat himself. Is sex considered romantic to you?
Yeah.
I think it's a cheap route.
Really? Why?
Yeah. No, sometimes you gotta be all.
I'm saying, but like, what if like the little thing?
You gotta do all that. You can be.
I don't. Slow, I feel like nice sex is not a fucking gift.
You can whisper, "I love you, bitch." Like, you can whisper that without saying it loud and aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You can whisper and it sound good, don't it? Sound romantic? Like, this nigga romantic. He is gangster as hell, but romantic at the same time.
I love you, bitch.
You wait on nigga say, "I love you."
I'm glad I'm not drinking anything. It's just shit with it all over.
That nigga be like, "Oh shit, look. This nigga love me." But yeah, that's right.
Y'all, I cannot.
Yeah, I think like
it's real shit.
Sex
though.
Is not a gift.
It's probably somebody out there saying that right now.
Yeah, see, it's real shit.
But sex ain't a gift to me. It's not romantic. Like, I could fuck you anytime.
You gotta have that person to make you feel like.
Like if you I feel set like up it can house. Be romantic. If you, yeah, like, I feel like okay. I feel right, like I get what ending. You're saying, but I feel like the settings of it. So like if I come in go. And you got the bathrobe and candles like that type that's, of where we got sessions like we're fucking in the bath, we're fucking in the room, but like
and like I'm giving you head for about almost 2 hours now.
Bitch, I've been down here for 2 hours.
Ain't never ain't my pussy like this. I'm all over my face is dripping. I'm like.
Sweat and shit. I don't know if it's nut or
well, just
that's why I'm thinking sex won't be romantic. If you've never been in love, how can sex be romantic?
Right.
And I've never had anything like set up with flowers or anything like that.
So you never had anything intimate? No. So intimate, sex is intimate. It's like. And sometimes you don't have to have all those distractions. It could be like y'all in the bed and he just rub you down. He tell you, guiding you.
Like, I think it's important for me, like, I always, like, sometimes if you're just fucking with somebody, you be like, damn, do we have to fuck all the time? We're not going to talk. We're not going to, like, hang out. Like, I want to, conversation to me is important.
Communication.
When you're dealing with some. Yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm attracted to intelligence. If we can have a good conversation, because I want to know things about you that sometimes.
Right.
If I'm coming over late at night, the only thing we're really doing is fucking. Like, yeah, we'll lay here for a second, talk a little shit.
That's irritating.
And then we fuck.
That's irritating.
I don't want that. Like, I want to, let's go out. Let's go for a walk. Let's go for a drive. Let's fucking go to dinner. Let's, something, nigga. Like, I don't want to just.
And ladies got to know, dudes, we want to feel that way, too. They be thinking we don't like feeling that way. Mm-hmm. Like, we want to be more than just.
Well,
peace.
We're not mind readers.
We might like you. We try to show you.
Not for everyone.
When motherfuckers be like, damn, you gotta leave. Okay. Sometimes motherfuckers gotta go. Like, please. But she be like, I don't know. She be kind of sad.
Yeah, I don't know. Just be
niggas
like.
Niggas be wanting motherfuckers around.
So, what you. But you just want somebody to just sit there with you?
Nah, just be with me. We can watch a movie, laugh. Make some late night snacks.
I don't think women are that
talk
man.
Shit.
Come on, bro.
I mean, if it's a nice summer night, we can get up and be like, fuck it, let's go.
Damn, I have a lot of, like, you should, like, honestly, I give my friends, cousins, I give them bomb ass ideas to do shit with their husbands, like, or their boyfriends. Like, I help them. Like, I'm great at, like, gifts and shit like that. Like, I can't wait to, like, have my man, like, we gonna have so much fun.
Maybe you should do that, and then maybe the dude to do that, and then.
Wait. Why does he have to do it first?
Well, I mean, both of them.
But how do you?
He can do it first. Somebody just got to do it.
Why can't it just be together?
Just somebody got
to
do it.
Like, here's the thing.
Somebody, come on, y'all need to get it.
If you're not spending time with someone, how do you know their likes? How can you put together a thoughtful gift? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you.
I mean, that's true.
Right, you have to communicate those things.
Like, if you be like.
You have to communicate those things.
Like, prime example. The last dude I was fucking with, I put together this really cute basket. Like, I listened to, like, what kind of drawers he liked to wear, what kind of t-shirts he likes, his favorite candy. Mm-hmm. Put the motherfucking backwoods things in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, the basket was cold. I had got his favorite color was red. I went and got him a polo. Girl, that fleece blanket was really nice, by the way.
Shout out to you. Cool points.
Yeah, like, and the basket was so cute. And I put it, his favorite color was red and gray.
Intellectual conversations.
Yeah, had those conversations. I wouldn't have learned those things about him or seen how he moved and paid attention to it. Because if you're just going over late at night and fucking, I mean, what am I learning? Go.
You like to get fucked? You like to fuck?
Sometimes motherfucker gotta speak, you know. I mean, that's true, though.
Like, how?
I mean, on both sides, you know, men and women, they need to speak up and just say, you know.
That's annoying. I don't like that. It's fucking? Like, the fuck am I? Okay.
I love those.
Right.
I mean, it's great. Like, I'm a grown ass.
Because you know what?
We can do
that. You ride late at night, it's like we are picking each other's brain, but we're enjoying the scenery. Mm-hmm. If you smoke weed, the weed is flowing.
Yeah.
And then you got your drink and shit, and then don't have that cold
ass. My nasty ass. I'll be like, pull your dick out.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so nasty.
That's it.
You know how many times I've been on the expressway? And I'll be like, pull your dick out. He'll be like, shit. One time he couldn't. Fair I remember. Fox. Yep.
Fairfax.
And sometimes that don't even be Fairfax.
You can do that.
I'm serious. I've done that a million times.
Yeah, Virgin the cop.
I've turned Virgin
the cop with no pants
moment.
On.
Hey, I'm
going.
We're going to ride all the way down.
We're going to ride to Wisconsin and back.
And come all the way back. And no, for real, I remember I was like, I'll suck your dick all the way back home. He was like, for real.
Damn. Yeah.
We was good. We had like a little dinner date. And I took him out to eat. Matter of fact, I took him out to eat.
And you know what? I was like,
I'm gonna suck your dick.
I've been out. We've been out.
She said it happily.
Yeah, I've been out happy. To dinner and shit. And then he went to the bathroom and I paid the bill. That nigga was shocked when he came back. I was like, you ready to go?
You ready to go, Daddy?
He was like, wait, I gotta pay the bill. The lady came back. I was like,
I had motherfuckers say, I got it. I'm going.
You like, oh, look. You dirty ass.
Cool, you got that 200?
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, like.
Fuck the shit out of you later.
Just
friendly
stuff.
No, he was like, what you paid? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you lying. And she came back.
She was like, here you go, ma'am.
And I signed the receipt. Shit. He was like, what? He was like, come on, we finna go fuck. Like,
shut up.
Y'all figure $200 worth of dick right
now. I got something to make up for it.
Yes, sir.
And like to him, that was like, right now to this day,
that was
work. He's still like cool to this day. He be like, man, G, you know, ain't no bitch never paid for me to go out to eat again.
I know he was like, damn, I let it.
We always go out to eat. His homie be like, man, T, you really fucked that nigga head. He be telling bitches, man, my old bitch used to pay for me to go to dinner.
Yep. Yeah, like, tell them motherfuckers. Tell them what I used to do.
What else did you tell them, Taddy? You still got them videos? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's like romantic to like let him record you?
I don't think there's romance.
I'm sucking his dick.
Yeah,
because
no,
I'm
going to look up and be like,
you like that? Or I'll be like, okay,
now
right
let
here.
Me show you what like, do. You like sucking dick and shit, you be like.
No, I like it like when he just holding it down there.
No,
because guess what?
But you let him know that it's like, okay. You let him know that it's okay. You just hand that shit right to him. Be like, here you go.
I have. I've been like, record this.
Huh?
I've been like, record this.
Oh, did
he
get that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay, you got that? Who is that?
Yeah, who is that? I was even my eyes wandering.
No,
who the fuck is that?
He was talking about me.
He locked it real quick.
Sarah,
because
you think that's who he was?
I did.
Because we
texting my homies.
We could lock that.
I was texting my homies. Now he's going to talk about me. Whatever, come on.
You okay, Pete?
You okay, Nettie?
Oh, yeah, let me finish. You going
to
finish.
Oh, this your episode.
Oh, and it's on.
I asked no questions.
Oh, do not disturb. Because
I'm doing the show. I'm doing the show.
Well, let me ask you this question. Are you offended if, like, you go somewhere and they flip their phone over? Does that mean they have something to hide?
You know why dudes do that? Because when they fall, they always fall right there instead of like this.
Shut up. He tried it for y'all. Wrong answer.
Do you be like, hey, was this nigga cheating on me?
I have been like, no, because you know me. I'm jazzy. Really I'll be like, so who the fuck you was texting?
I do it like that because I don't want to. I'll be like, let me see. My phone lights up. Like, these niggas that text the notifications are. Notification, all that shit keep popping up. And look, I'm like, let me just try to text.
See,
that's the niggas from work. See, I'm gonna keep getting text messages. I gotta keep my shit down.
My shit be popping up.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. Like, I've had niggas be like,
that shit.
And look, I'm always on my
phone.
Like,
when I go to the movies, yeah. Oh my God, you great on your phone. That shit gonna piss me off.
I'm always on my phone.
Just go sit over
there. You're like, this shit gonna piss me off.
You ask me a question.
You don't ask me shit.
I hate that shit.
I do. I be on my phone all the time, but most of the time, I'm always reading books like a little bookworm on my book. On my phone. My phone is like my Kindle, so I be.
It is. Really it's a lot shit. Of shit going on up in this phone, so I've had a couple men like, so who's that? Oh! Excuse me?
They funny.
Like, have you ever had where a man, like, when you're on the phone, FaceTime with them and somebody else calls, have they... Remember little baby was like, so who the fuck calling you at 3 o'clock?
I gotta go real quick.
So I'll call you right back. He touched me like, bitch, answer. He ain't calling me no bitch. He was like, you gonna answer the... He was like, answer the phone. Hold on! You gonna be all right. You gonna get your turn.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Sir.
If I'm really fucking with the person, I'm a face. I love to FaceTime. He like hates that shit. Like.
Just all the time.
Like, what are you doing?
Hi. When we talk, we'll just be on FaceTime. But she don't even see. We'd be like, girl, so yeah.
Like,
anyway.
Like, she'd be like, bitch, you got me in the kitchen again. Are you cooking?
Yep. I'd be like, oh, you got me in the kitchen.
Just gonna see how your day was going.
Yeah.
Dumping garbage. That's what
so, what's wrong with that? I love FaceTime.
If I had an Android, I don't know how I'd be. Well, they do have.
They have Google Duo.
Yeah, they do. And what's that other thing? Like the Android thing? I don't know. What the fuck it? You got an Android? Hell no, I got an Android.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Burn, you got Android?
Damn, he great.
What did he say? He green.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's smart. Them phones is actually a lot. Those phones are really, really good.
I'm an engineer, so.
So what I'll say is this. Like, no, like, I love to FaceTime.
You know what? Leave her alone.
You know why I love FaceTime so much? Why? Especially when you got a nigga?
Why?
Because I always call you my titties out.
Yep, I always do. I was in the shower earlier. I was like, yeah, little baby. I was like, yeah. He was like, no, he was like, damn.
Listen, you could have set it up, you know, where the stand is, where like my two.
I did have, I did. You didn't set up there. I saw it. So I was just in that bitch like, here you go. He like, I thought you was just going to hold it. Now I'm washing up.
FaceTime sex.
Oh, yes.
You can't FaceTime.
Oh, yeah, I be doing all that. Huh? Is that like sexy, y'all? Can't FaceTime what if I less FaceTime you and I'm just playing with my pussy language? You gonna be like, damn, let me pull
Messenger.
This dick out.
I'm on lunch.
Messenger.
I'm on lunch, you can do it.
Oh, yeah, 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 Messenger. Go Facebook ahead, call
Messenger.
Me.
Video chat.
At work?
I'm on break.
What if it's like, get your where hands caught. In a bathroom? In a
bathroom. What if it's somebody? Hey, somebody in there. Damn, Phil, come on. Damn, y'all break.
Oh, shit.
You know what? I'm going to just call you back.
Have you ever had that where you was like really horny and like, and then something that was like, man, let me go. I was like, God damn it. And then the calls me back. He was like, all right, we could be. No, I already, I'm done now.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I like to always record myself.
Y'all part of
I don't like that shit. Like, wait, why you didn't wait for me?
See? Yeah,
you
could have
just waited on me. I was
in the car. I had to get in the car. I almost stopped because you couldn't. And I'm
already right here.
I
got
in the car. The way to work.
It's like you make yourself.
Oh, yeah. Don't you be amazed. Like, shit. Like, I done looked at my, and then I'll be done. I'll be like, you nasty bitch.
And yeah. I'll like, be recording shit like, damn, look at all of that.
Every time I'll be looking at different angles.
Like, Jesus Christ, is it really that? Change the sheets.
Change the sheets. Put a towel down next time. Hey, listen, I ain't gonna lie. One time I was this shit funny as hell. He was like, "It's your phone." I sent it to him. Yo, why I squirted and I squirted on my phone? Like, real
that's
life.
That's raw though. Niggas see niggas like weird shit.
It wasn't like a lie, but it was enough. Bracelets, it was like a little
squirt in the phone. Boom! Like, damn, she really. Listen, nigga.
Why you gotta do this?
I'm
why
just
you
that's saying? What we doing. That's what we doing. She missed me.
No, it wasn't on purpose. It wasn't on purpose. It just squirted out. It just squirted that way. Because I can't control what she was. Hey, well, I can't tell her. Look, I'd be like, go ahead, girl. Go ahead, cry. Go ahead.
We like that shit.
I still ain't got no rings, y'all.
You know, I had one guy was like,
I knew a bed from a dresser. I knew a distance.
Hey, you know something? There's a guy that was like, I don't like that shit. What?
Because some of you be like thinking that's and shit.
Yeah, a lot of niggas do.
But I used to be embarrassed. Like, I used to be embarrassed because when it first happened.
Because it don't smell like piss.
No, for real.
It tastes like piss.
It tastes like water.
It tastes like water. It tastes like what the fuck we ate.
It tastes like
water.
Yeah.
It tastes like water to me.
I got that boda.
That should just be wet as hell.
I used to just be scared, like, embarrassed.
Tart bed. What the? It's too much wetness in there. I can change sheets every night.
God damn it. Look, one time I was like really like I just kept, I couldn't stop.
And, oh my God.
And he was like, come on, man. He was like, come on, man. I was like, damn, am I making, what do you mean? And I couldn't, I was like, well, stop hitting me like that.
Like, it just get kept coming. Out of there, get
it just kept
there.
Coming because we kept having a move. We was fucking in the kitchen. We was fucking
start
in the living room.
On the edge. Like,
yeah. Just and that made it worse.
So I get on the floor.
He was like, come on, man. He was, I think it was like throwing him off, like, God damn.
But because they can't catch they.
But so a raw way though, when the girl on top and she do it.
I like my legs up and you doing it like that.
That takes so
much. Oh, yeah. And,
first one, I gotta get the first one.
You gotta catch it. Vern be catching it. Nasty.
Something else to drink.
Next one.
I'm hungry.
Oh, shit. God. Get it right here.
What's that be though?
Put it in there.
You coming? You said you coming? You coming? You coming? It ain't nothing but some water, girl.
You sure? Yeah.
Do it.
You got any kinks you into, people?
She's asking you first.
She said people.
So go ahead.
I don't know.
I don't really have.
I think women with crotchless panties are a kink. I don't know. Is that a kink? Is that a kink?
Y'all, I cannot.
Easy access.
It's easy access because you still got the sexy on. Is that shit little fat too?
It's just hanging out. Oh, shit.
Crotchless. And she got it like a whole little bodysuit. Yeah. Man, that's some sexy shit.
So that's a
kinky. I guess that could be a little kinky. Could be turned on. That turned me on.
What if she'd be like, oh my God, I bought these panties and I didn't even know they were crotchless.
No, I'm doing like that. Surprise me when it like come to the room and I'm like, oh
just
shit.
Just laid out like.
Pussy is out too?
I cannot.
Oh, you can definitely.
Score.
T-shirt and no panties.
Oh, that's my shit.
T-shirt. No, that's cute. You like no
but no, you got to be sexy with the T. Don't have a long
I love
t-shirt.
That. I'd be like.
Man, that shirt is too long.
No, get in the bed. Get in the bed. And I just got a T-shirt. He'd be like, oh, shit.
And your booty kind of shirt.
He'd be like, oh, shit. Let me slide in this bed. Like, I've had him up in the bed. Let me slide in this
bed. You said, listen, I like to wear pajama T-shirts, like I have a couple.
Oh, I like those. There you know, the long ones, like the long. Like, it's not a boo-boo, like, but it's like it's a T-shirt. Not a boo-boo, but it's like an oversized,
like sort. It's kind of fitted.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then,
yeah.
And then like you don't wear no bra, and then you got mm-hmm.
your nipple pierced.
Oh yeah, but it ain't long, right? So when you wear it, your booty be out.
Yeah, a little bit. That's a little bit.
It
just be right up under the cuff. It just be sitting right up under the cuff.
You go down to the booty, you spread it up. If you eat ass, yeah, you eat ass. You spread the booty over and you eat it.
You like eating ass?
Yeah, I don't mind that. Mm. You do that, you go down to the pussy, deep. Touch the taste. I think it's and then you put the legs open and you start. Man.
It's going. It's going to work.
Baby, I love you.
I love you too, Daddy.
So, if you're fucking, like, if you're dirty, what if, like, y'all not in a relationship and then somebody happens to just say, I love you? What you gonna say?
If you love them, say it back.
Yeah.
Y'all are just fucking.
That's fine.
Because you still might have that little
I'm gonna fuck around and be like, wait a minute. Who are you?
Because you know what? Sex, and I say this all the time.
If she get hit on the way home, I'm crying.
Oh, like on the expressway or something
like
that?
I love her. I love you, bitch. She can't stay tonight, but I love her. So
what I'll say is this. Sometimes sex. Terrible. Sex bonds are real.
Yeah.
And. When you enthrall in sex mm-hmm. and you guys are swapping, essentially that's the closest.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, like
you're matching energy. Like your energy, you're intertwining.
You're transferring energies amongst yep. each other.
But your DNA. You're
but
like,
what's
yeah.
the thing when somebody energy is like, do that mean they're supposed to be together? Or is it no, like not demonic, but like. If they just feel this passion about each other.
Because you know what? It's like you're trying to prevent something that comes naturally to you. Mm-hmm. So like sometimes, that's why sometimes sex is so passionate and intense. It's like y'all souls are just intertwining.
It's like almost like together. It's almost like a, what do they call soul that? Ties. Like a, yeah.
Like, that's why it's always important. I always say this, like, sex ties is something real. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why it's not good to fucking
fuck anybody. Just
unprotected sex. Because mm-hmm. literally, when you have sex with a condom, it's literally the equivalent of washing your hands with rubber gloves on.
Basically.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that barrier, that protection right. is there. Mm-hmm. So you're not...
You don't get that... You
burn.
Don't get that feeling.
No, you don't, it ain't nothing like hitting a warm, wet pussy. Tell
oh,
me.
Yeah.
I mean...
Shit.
I threw my dick on the crab table a bunch of nights. No.
Shit, I don't put my fingers like when you put that, it's wet and warm and it feels good, it but feels shit.
The ridges
and shit, but I'm then sorry, I don't want dirty dick.
Every bitch right now stop and do 25 Kegel busts.
Oh, one, two, no, three, four. Nine, ten.
It's like,
ooh, shit. It feels so good.
I'm in 20 already.
I'm like 21. I'm right behind you, bitch.
Okay, done.
Do I do dick jumps?
Jump dick.
And actually do help with your prostate.
I
the exact same muscle. It's right there.
Did you guys know that a penis and a vagina are made up the exact same?
They're the same.
Well, except the that your clit, right? Your
is your
clit
dick.
Is your dick.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen them bitches? Have you ever seen those? Sorry, I'm sorry. Have you ever seen those ladies? Like it's like a big ass clit. Like, damn.
I have a true story.
Like, it's almost a blood baby.
I got my pussy ate one time, mm-hmm. and I was extremely aroused. My clit swelled up.
It was like so,
out.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, I didn't know what was going on. It was so fucking hard, like a little baby penis.
And it was so sensitive, right? Mine
was
like that.
And he was looking at me, I was on the phone. My sister was like, "Tori, what's wrong?" Oh, she was like,
"I grew a dick."
Why
is so good? I grew a dick.
And then like, I'm like, "Oh my god!" And then she was like, "I don't know, put like frozen vegetables or something on it." Like, I don't know. And then when I went to go see my doctor, she was like, "You are extremely aroused." She was like, "Your clit can," the blood rush. She said, "Your clit can extend 2 inches."
I don't want no clit. Hold on.
It can when fully aroused.
My pussy already fat enough.
It can your clit.
I know, but I don't want it to
2 inches out.
Yeah.
I said, "My God, it was scary. I should have took a picture of it for."
And it was just hanging, right? And I bet it was super sensitive.
He was like hard and shit. I'm like, "Oh God, what is this? Jesus Christ."
Was he sucking on it?
He was, and that's what happened.
Like, no, I'm saying like really sucking.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love when they suck on it like that. Like, yeah, bitch.
Because, I mean, sometimes it get fat. You know what I'm saying?
We call them bitches and all types.
This is the best episode we had.
Wow, I love it.
I'm not drinking no more when you talk because I'm going to spit out shit.
I'm pretty sure.
Romance turned up.
For women.
Yeah, probably so.
What you mean?
Like,
no.
He's like, "I'm telling you."
Suck on it, mama. Yeah, like suck, like actually.
Actually, like suck. Yeah, like actually, yeah. When you're like.
No, I don't even take
notes.
I'm not sucking dick. You take the notes.
No,
that's another one.
No, look, he's talking about sucking the clit.
Oh, I don't know what the fuck it do. No, I'm like the same person.
She's crying.
I know what the fuck. I know that.
We're right of the same person. We've been there.
You know,
y'all take classes.
I ain't really listening to them.
They don't like to take directions either.
Do you like when you're having?
I said I don't mind it. I said
you think that's romantic when you like having sex with your man, fuck buddy, whatever, and you telling them what you like is that romantic and they listen? Because that's like sexy to me.
You know what I like to do? I want him to tell me his fantasies while we fucking. Like I want him to tell me what he wants me to do to him. I'm asking like, damn, or if I be like, you fuck somebody else. How she fucked you? Her pussy good like mine?
Is pussy good?
Ooh,
who suck your dick better?
Oh, you don't like that?
It's not because like...
Oh, the questions that are being asked.
No, if I'm fucking you, I'm fucking you.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
But I want to be certain that I'm fucking you better than her.
You know, it's funny. I'm kind of like that to certain people. No, I'm just talking about... I think I
should
have
done
that.
Yeah! Like if I know you fucked around with somebody,
no, they just as worse as us.
If I know you fucked around with somebody, I'm like, I'm kind of like, damn, shut up.
You a little grounded a little
I'm
bit.
I'm like, they're like, was it like this?
No, daddy.
I'm like that.
No, but I like to ask you like, what's your fantasy? What do you tell me? What you want me to do to you? Cause I'll do it.
Because I'll do it better.
We need moans in this, I guess.
Like on Broadway show, he'd be like, "You Prince Carter ass nigga."
I cannot.
But yeah, no. Yeah, I like that. I like sex talk. I've agreed to so many crazy things.
Bitch, I don't.
Off GP of sex talk. Like, bitch, you gonna fuck me in there? I'm like, yes, please. Oh my god, I'll do whatever you want.
I moan more than I be like screaming and moaning a lot.
I'm not a moaner.
I am.
I'm not a moaner.
Like I be screaming.
I like when motherfuckers.
Or I be like, oh shit. Or I be like, fuck. Oh fuck.
No, I like when motherfucker need a timeout.
Oh, hold on, wait.
I don't know.
I like that. I'm like, nah.
Huh? I'm trying to tap out. I ain't trying to hit nothing.
I could
bitch.
Take dick.
Though, I laugh
like,
at it like, nah.
Yeah.
We ain't done. Oh, you thought we was done?
Right, yeah. I don't laugh like that. I don't giggle. I just smirk at it like, man.
Oh, like, you be man, get your ass man. Home. Come here. Like,
bring that ass back here.
Okay.
Fuck myself. I
can't tell you. I told you that's when I be like, I'm gonna take the dick. I'm gonna take it.
I don't have skates on my back though. Like I could take dick.
No, I be running. I could take it.
You know what I can take sometimes is like. If a nigga just jackrabbits the pussy, please don't do that.
Yeah, like when they hold you from like, oh shit, come on, man.
Like it hurts a little.
Because I hold the motherfuckers.
Where? I'm pretty flexible.
Yeah.
As
I'm gonna try that. You know that.
I hold my own leg back.
You know those like what is that like where it like?
Oh, I want.
I want to try that.
You know what I'm bent over
and put like it's on your ankles and your arms.
Oh, the shackle.
Yeah.
You know what I want?
I want.
I want to try the
this ram me
the remote control thingy.
Oh, I want to try that. I want to see if I can take it. Like, oh shit. Oh, shit. Yeah, keep that up.
I like to get that.
Turn it up some more. They gonna come back. You want something else to drink? No.
No, bitch, you be crying and shit like
that. Oh, shit. They must be having fun. Is this a night to remember? Yes, bitch.
She had an amazing dinner.
She just loves it.
Like, yeah, look, it was orgasmic almost.
You like asshole.
I do that shit like we going go kart racing. Let's go. crash into a wall.
No shit. Swerving and shit.
My motherfucker be hurt.
That's dangerous.
That was so sinister.
Right.
Stop watching those fucking scary movies.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, that's it. That's scary movies. I don't like scary movies. You like
them?
I love scary.
That's like
scary movies in the background.
What? Of what?
I like
when you fucking. Oh yeah, like a Netflix and chill type of thing.
You sick?
Michael Myers in the background. Hell yeah. Yeah, cause you toning the fuck out.
But why it gotta be that? That's how you.
I can't watch movies while I fuck because I will watch them up like, damn, you see that shit?
Like, yeah.
Let me on some music.
Nah, I always play music sometimes.
I don't fuck with scary movies. I don't be wanting that type of energy. Horror movies, they're cool. Scary? No.
Hold on, what's the difference between horror movies?
Bloody, gory, but like them like demons and shit like that. I don't want that. Get that shit out of here.
Nah, I ain't never done it. Candyman, maybe.
You ever had a nigga sing to you while he was fucking you?
It's the same as giggling.
No.
Singing?
Yes.
Ooh, this never.
Pussy.
Ooh, this pussy.
I don't
Yo, I'm
like if
a song. He make up his own song.
His own song.
Or it gotta be like us. I'm sweating in this video.
Right, that's an autistic
motherfucker. What? An artistic?
How much now?
Like when he like fucking
you. Tina, baby, I love you.
Hey,
you gotta be like that.
He's getting head. All right, be like, get the fuck out.
He be coming like
this. He busts. He finna say.
Get on my knee.
Have you?
That's
what
no.
That nigga was in the studio.
Who yeah?
No, like, have you ever, like, so remember I said, like, I want, when I walk in the door, I just want him to just be super passionate right. That, and he got you on against the wall, and he just, like, sing his sleep. Like, oh my.
What is he singing?
I don't even remember what it was.
The fact he's singing.
It was the fact that, but it was a song playing, so I'm sure it was a song, but it was like, he was like whispering, so it was like,
oh, okay. So this song's already like playing.
And like,
he was like, whispering. That nigga was like, WNUA 95.
She busting up.
This is you with the smooth jazz.
Ew, shit. Chris Michaels. This is whispers
a little bit of Paul Harcastle.
Shit.
And Sade. The WNUA?
No, that you cry,
I can't sing.
Oh, shit.
Not his song, shit.
Hell no.
What's the most, you didn't answer, what was the most romantic thing someone did for you?
Did for me?
I'm not
getting
on my nerve.
No, I ain't fine.
Burn.
I'm trying to think. Oh, it was towards Valentine's Day.
Can you just try?
And every day, like to the 14th, she bought me a gift.
Oh.
It was like my favorite candy or whatever, okay. But every day she brought me a gift.
But she spent time with you to know what you like. Right.
No, not really. The motherfucker only knew me for a few months. And
damn.
She, what, she, you was just fucking her at night? She just come over and fuck?
We talk, we kick it.
Cheat code is to ask the homies.
But that is like, hey, what do you like? No, motherfuckers
just really paid attention to me.
No, like, I'm saying, if they don't.
Because he allowed her a chance to.
No, it'd be like normal shit. Hard. Like, man, I'm finna go to the store and grab me some Twix. So it's like, she's just like, oh, his Twix is his favorite candy.
That means she's fucking around you to spend time with you, not late at fucking.
I know, but I'm just saying, she really paid attention to shit, though. Like, it was dope.
Are you not listening?
I get what you're saying.
She stalked your face,
bitch.
Papa, you said you gotta
spend the time. It sounds like it's getting personal.
No, just around, but she could have stalked your face.
Nah.
When you stalk the Facebook, when you stalk the Facebook page, you want to see what the ex looks like.
Yep.
What the other post was like.
Have you?
Then you end up have on you the ever motherfucking done that? Sister, cousin, baby mama page of the
have
phone.
You ever done that?
You sound like
hell
you did.
Yes. I have. I'll be like, let me see this little bitch.
And then I end up like all the way in fucking 2007 on the fourth ex girlfriend.
Yeah.
Be like, God damn, how I get
you doing that?
Yeah,
shit, they be like an hour later, like, damn, I'm still.
Like, I be on the phone, like, legit.
That's why you can't
have you ever, like, looked at and then, like, his friends? Like,
no, like legit, like this. I call Shawnee right now. I be like, Shawnee, remember that day? She be like, yeah, bitch, remember you was all the way in 2013 with the other bitch and the this bitch and that. Like, I find anything I need to know. Like, shit, I be like, oh, y'all baby mama real cute.
Yeah, I'm asking. She's like, yeah, really? Yeah, I was in a. Damn.
How the fuck you know? You know me, right? You.
We
was friends.
I wish, I know y'all wish they had their credit score.
Oh, I wish they did.
I'll tell you how.
Shit.
I'm gonna tell you how cold I am. Remember I told you the other day? I was like, my cousin, this bitch don't answer the phone. I'm popping up over her house, mm-hmm. And she was like, what? Like, yeah, bitch, I found her address already. Googled it.
Yep.
And pulled her.
Well, you know that's my job, so I could low key this. Oh shit! I'm pulling earrings out. Yeah, I'll pull up somebody's credit score.
A nigga ever fucked you and pulled your track out?
No, because I'll be getting so ins. It's loosened it.
I get glue ins if I ever do one here. And I'd be like, bitch, don't touch this. I just got this done.
I do be like, don't pull my shit. Like, let my curls fall by themselves.
But since I've been bald, though, and if I get like a something, but when my hair was long, I love for a nigga to grab my hair. Like, right, because my hair was really long. Like, I like for when he pull his, put his hands up in there, right?
Like, palm that
and then, like, wrap his hand around that shit. Oh my God, because I had really long hair, so a motherfucker just grabbed me like this, wrapped their hand once, and just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love my hair pulled. Like, hold my head.
But now you just gotta, I don't know how you do this shit, grab my ears.
Come here, bitch.
Like, combing that shit.
Daddy, I can't hear you. What'd you say? He be like, you dirty bitch. Like, what? You're blocking my ears, brother.
I love a good choke.
A good choke is nice.
Like, a choke and you ramming the fuck out of me?
A little pressure.
Mm-hmm.
A little pressure. I want to fuck Plies. I think
he nasty.
Great fuck.
He probably is touching souls.
How you laying on Plies out of
here? Right, I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Have y'all ever heard Plies talk?
Man, he's nasty. Plies,
I love
Plies. Yeah, what's wrong with
him? Plies has an amazing personality. I've met him on several occasions. Like, super dope personality, but I know that nigga lay pipe down for real.
He definitely has to.
Do you fuck, marry, kill on Phil?
Oh, okay, wait, hold on. I have to, give me a second.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Because she did that to me.
Yep, it was pretty good. Okay. It was nice. It was nice.
So, what y'all whispering about?
Yeah, what y'all talking about?
These nuts. So, do you counsel on your partner or do you teach them how to be romantic?
Like, what do you mean, counsel?
They're not romantic. Let me leave this dude alone.
No, that's not nothing you leave somebody for. You leave somebody for bad communication.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to spend time with me, I ain't fuck with you.
Right, that's how I feel. Like, if you don't want to...
If you just want to fuck me, then say that shit, bro. Like,
because
I want to spend time with you. I want to see you when the motherfucking lights is up, the hook before the street lights come on and shit. My motherfucking astigmatism kick in and shit. Like, right. God damn, this red is blaring. Shit. And I'm going to fuck this nigga, and I'm going to leave. Oh, that's... No, you don't leave anyone because they're not romantic. Teach them. Okay. Leave for good reasons. The fuck? Bitch, why you break up with him?
Some people leave people for stupid reasons.
No, you don't leave nobody because they're not romantic. Like, you cancel that nigga because he beats on you. He doesn't treat you right. He's disrespectful to you. Like, those are reasons. Someone's not romantic, like, nigga, listen. If making me oodles and noodles is romantic to you, whatever, I'll take it. I won't eat this shit, I'll throw it out, but you tried. Oh, you're gonna fucking blow my nose for me? Like, That's romantic to you. I got some snot coming out.
Bye. Yeah, I don't like that. Like, if you wanted to fuck, we could fuck. Just tell me. If you want to kick it, you want to get to know me, great. But if you're not communicating with me, then I'm not going to chase you. I'm not going to kiss your ass. Like, whatever is dished out to me, like, I'm always, like, I move accordingly. So, shit, if you acting like you don't want to kick it and talk, and I got to not hear from you for days, and that's cool. You don't have to talk to me all day. But, like, I'm not going to, if that's what you dish out to me, I'm going to dish that out to you. So, you know, don't you hate when they're like, well, you didn't hit me up. Because you didn't hit me up either. So, yeah, works like that. You hit me up, I hit you up.
And sometimes I know I'm notorious for this, like almost like you do, like you're like, good morning. Mm-hmm. I'm like, good, I always say good morning. Have a good day, shit like that. Mm-hmm. This is what I hate. I'm like, good morning, handsome, have a wonderful day. I'm a fucking sex me back. GM. Good morning.
What the fuck?
Bitch, where the fuck is my good morning, beautiful, have a great day?
Right.
Don't fucking
dry me.
Dry as fuck.
Once you do that, then I'm gonna be doing that. So, how's your day? Fine. Damn, what's wrong? The same energy, baby. It's all this way.
What was it? He might be working. Sometimes he probably can't really text all day. He just got a bit of.
Oh, that was enough. Before that person will send him. Like, I sent. She wakes up before me. She sends good morning text first to me.
Sometimes, if I'm really busy, you'll do it before.
If she's busy, then I'll. Like, if I get up, I be up already sometimes. So, she'll send it or I'll send it. Like, to each other. And then, you know, my homies, I be like, good morning. Like, even my kids, I be like, good morning, have a wonderful day, you're a king, whatever. And then the nigga, I fuck up, like, good morning, handsome, have a great day.
Yep.
But I'm not going to fucking good morning, have a great day, handsome. If all I'm getting back is your GM, good morning. Like, oh, God. I be so mad. I be like, hey, nigga, I fucking said good morning.
Hi. Well, nigga, you like, what's poppin'? How you doing?
Let's try this again.
God damn it. Hey.
Hello.
You gonna what's popping me? I'm just not saying shit no more.
Nah, that's fucked up though.
Cause even like this one dude, he be like I be like, good morning, asshole. He be like, good morning, Mio. Cause he always calls me honey. Like, so he be like, good morning, Mio. I'm like, oh. And then when he don't like say it to me, and I be like, good morning, he be like, damn, shit, I'm sorry. Afternoon.
Afternoon.
He like, damn, I forgot to text you back. And shit like that. But like, we're friends, so it's like, oh, good morning, dickhead, good morning, asshole.
Right.
But if I be like, good morning, handsome, he like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But you build a rapport. Like, to me, I feel like that builds a rapport with people. Like, my homies know they're definitely gonna get a good morning, have a great day, don't let the world get to you, shit like that. I feel like you got a big black man up, even if they're just your friends with no sex involved. That's romantic. That's
yeah, those are important things. I'm a romantic things. Again, friend. Little things that,
like, to my friendship, like Ebony, she always brings me my favorite flowers.
That's so nice.
Like, and that's my fave cousin. And even like, you know, like Sarah, once we start hanging out more, I may know that you like pasta. She sends me, like, can you make me this food?
I love pasta. It's so bad. So bad.
You hungry? You got a lot of food in there. Shout out on Canna's Canna
Escape.
For dinner. She did her thing.
It was really.
How was it?
I tasted a little bit of it and it was delicious. I can't wait to go home and eat it though. Because I'm high.
You
and got infused in it. Oh, man.
How are you going to eat it?
Let me eat it good, okay?
How you going to eat that pasta?
Eat it.
You know what?
Mm. Okay, so I got the FMK.
Okay.
So, fuck, marry, or kill? Nia Long, Mariah Carey, or Kerry Washington?
Kill Mariah Carey.
He gonna fuck Kerry Washington.
I'll fuck Nia Long and I'll marry Kerry.
Oh, really?
Oh!
I always love Kerry Washington.
She's really? So sexy.
She's sexy as hell. Yeah. I always love Kerry Washington.
You always loved her?
Yes, ever since in, what was the name of the movie? Chris Rock.
Bro, that did it for me. Oh. I love my wife.
Yeah, I think I love
her. Yeah, I like that. She was in other, what's the other one where she played that lesbian? She go back to, she hate me. Yep,
oh, yeah, she hate me, yeah.
Yep, that was a good one.
She was sexy. She was sexy. She still is sexy, so.
Just she is.
Yep, those are mine. All right.
She did mine.
I already did hers yesterday.
Phil, you could do me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come on. F.
Can't pick no niggas. Fuck, marry, and kill. I'm going to pick some older niggas. Is that cool?
Ooh, that's fine. You can pick whatever.
Older niggas.
Let them sugar dicks.
All state nigga, the nigga from All State.
Jake?
No. No, not all. So the nigga was like, I got enough money to keep your ass in Gucci and Gold.
I'm sorry.
The nigga from Love and Basketball. Oh, the daddy from Love and Basketball.
No, but what's his name? And he played, didn't he play in Waiting?
That's the dad from Love and Basketball.
The dad from Love and Basketball.
And he was in Waiting to Exhale, remember?
Yeah. The dad from Love and Basketball. Watch this. Leon. Bam. That's David Ruffman.
Fuck you.
And then.
Anybody came and said, you Otis.
Amari Howard.
You're bogus.
Tim looked like him. That's what I thought about.
Wait, what's his name? Not Amari Howard.
Christopher Williams.
Christopher Williams?
I'm dreaming. You like niggas that sing? Bam. Blame it on your way.
I don't know.
Christopher Williams.
Like.
Oh, Jesus.
Christopher Williams.
Girl, look
no, not happened. The new Christopher Williams, the old Christopher
oh,
Williams.
Oh, this one?
Yeah, we talking about old niggas. Yeah, that one. Mm. When they was young. We ain't talking about how they look
but
like.
But they're not going to be forever.
Okay, you want me some regular niggas then?
This is what he looks like now.
And that's a mugshot. That's a mugshot.
I'm not playing. I'm not talking about.
Well, I'll just fuck Leon. That's it.
Life hit.
I ain't talking about now. I'm talking about old Christopher Williams.
No, that's fun, Tina.
I will, only thing I would do out of those three is fuck Leon. That's okay. It. Now do me something better before I punch you.
I don't know. Okay.
I had a good one when I did.
Morris Chestnut.
He's too short. Hell no. Next.
Morris Chestnut tall as hell.
No, the fuck.
Terry Crews. Jamie Foxx.
Oh. Okay,
okay, Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
What was yours?
What did I pick? Idris Elba, Chris Brown, and...
Oh, you said something about Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez. So we both said we would kill Tory Lanez. I caught that.
You see why you don't know nothing?
I don't pay attention to that. She always say gangsters. That's why. What she say?
Those are great artists.
They are.
Joey Nas.
No, I don't want to pick them. I want to pick.
I would marry Nas. I'd definitely fuck Joey. I'm a Joe Budden.
Okay, J. Cole.
I would kill Joe Budden.
J. Cole. Wait. I got him. J. Cole.
Stand down over there, sis.
Sorry. I'm just saying. I don't like him.
Stand down.
J. Cole.
Mm-hmm. What is the first one?
J. Cole. He the first
one. Okay.
J. Cole. Wale. Mm-hmm. And.
Come on,
PJ Parker. I'm gonna marry PJ Parker. I'm gonna fuck Wale.
What's the third J. Cole.
I'm trying to think of like a
J. Cole, Wale,
and Benny the Butcher.
Oh,
bam!
Damn.
I fuck with Benny Hart too.
So Butcher coming, nigga.
What's the second one again?
I'm gonna fuck Benny. Right. Because that's that good nigga. That
Benny.
I'm going to fuck Benny.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to marry Wale emotional ass.
Okay. And then you going to fuck J. Cole.
No.
She said kill.
Oh, you said kill J. Cole?
She's going to kill J. Cole.
Oh,
I mean, but I give him some pussy too, but.
And then kill him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want all three of them niggas.
Yeah.
But that was terrible. No, not at the same time. I would never want to. I never wanted to freak two men at the same time.
I never have either.
Now what? Now I don't know. I watch porn that like the dude, and this probably will never happen, but like the dude is
you never say never,
and then the nigga is giving her head at the same time.
What? Oh, like he's fucking and then there's another guy
eating her pussy.
I've had that happen, but not with two men.
One
my ex was dicking me down and she was eating my pussy.
Not one with two guys.
So
no.
You want another nigga pretty much to lick another nigga.
Come on, guys.
No. It's some black porn like that.
I'm not fucking you with another nigga in the room, but why?
I've been in an orgy before.
Oh, I've never.
Like I got the dick.
Stunt cock.
I prefer dance.
Would you be a fluffer?
I don't know. You keep telling me this, and I keep forgetting what the fuck
is that? It? What is that?
You know, the watcher.
I said, what is that?
No, the person who gets the person ready for the scene.
No, there's no
fluffer for women.
Or like put oil
what
on
do you
their
mean?
Body.
No, there's no fluffer for women.
I thought it
what
was.
What are you talking about?
Like putting oil on their body. That's
what I'm saying. Put oil on their body?
No, like, you know, on the porn sets. Mm-hmm.
I get a wet, like, all right, I got you. You ready to go in and fuck him?
Yeah. Oh, like playing with their pussy?
Get your pussy wet.
You would play with a nigga's dick.
No, I would not.
All right, you ready?
No, and maybe my sister used to do porn, so
what's her name?
I'm not saying that I'm here.
She still do it or not?
She doesn't do it anymore.
But it's videos of her.
Huh? Is yes, it videos of her? I don't like to see that. I'd be like, ah, she's sucking a dick. Oh, fuck.
I do.
Okay, that's.
I mean,
I know you do.
Whoa.
What? I was sussy.
So,
no, I'm talking about I want to see her sister.
No.
Man, shut up. Come on, man, leave me alone. I want to see her sister. Give me. I can't see her sister give me head. Like, what the fuck?
Give me. What? She giving you head?
Your sister on video giving
head. Give me head.
Hey, I can't watch that video.
You giving head and you said me too.
No, I didn't hear her say that.
That's how you said
it. That is what you said.
I didn't hear her say that. Oh, she's giving me the head. I wasn't going with that. Okay, man, come on, man. Delete that shit.
Don't edit that.
Y'all know what the fuck I meant.
You know, no, but there's like these cock rings. But they're like really thin, but they're like super thin.
Or they tie string around their balls and then when they get ready to come, they pull it off. That's what strippers do. Okay, so this is our homework for the week. Okay. You ready?
Okay.
This is your show. I just took over.
You always take over.
It's the tea, the show.
Light up here. You get that motherfucker Dion Light through me, huh?
That motherfucker do kiss him. Come here, bitch. You know what that was.
I didn't. I thought it was sleep deprivation.
She said, I'm going to go to sleep a little bit.
Is this real? I'm going to take a nap. Look how you looked up like.
I was like, oh, I'm going to take a nap and try again.
No, legit, let's try this again.
Like, what the fuck is that? Okay, B. Good job. Good job,
okay,
Betty.
Okay, what's the homework?
Okay, so this week, I want y'all to do something nice for your mate. Whoever you fuck with.
Well, that's nobody, so I get to say that niceness.
You're a liar.
Okay. I'm not lying, people.
It's somebody who has your attention. Just show them that you care.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
I got options. You got options.
I got options. Yeah, nobody's to my standards yet.
This motherfucker, yeah.
I'll try to be nice.
No, just anybody. Somebody that has your attention, just... Even if you've never fucked them before.
Yeah, because none of them have gotten the pussy yet.
Damn.
But it's one that's real close.
Niggas ain't got the pussy. But you're getting close. It's the singing episode.
Is that what they're supposed to be singing when they're going to get it?
But you're getting, you got to look at like, why are you singing?
What are you doing?
I don't know. But I'm going in.
Hey, if that really happens, I'm gonna call you.
Like, what is he
somebody
saying?
Watching this shit like, I'm gonna sing to that pussy. What?
This episode is talking about making the band.
Oh, shit.
Okay, guys, listen.
It's that food getting tea.
Shout out, look, this giggly high is brought to you by Canna Escapes Dinner. You can follow her on IG at...
Can't escape. On IG. I'm
trying to know how to spell it later.
Yeah, they'll post it. Sorry, no offense, sis.
God damn it. So follow her on Can't Escape. Her food is really good. Shout out to her for taking the time.
Renita Davis.
What else? You had a shitty, sweetest day? We'll fix that. I promise I got you a gift in my car.
Appreciate you guys bringing me on.
And you tell them.
Yes, welcome.
That is
happy
nice.
Thanks.
Thank you, Sarah Vera.
This has been a great
You're
episode.
You're welcome. Oh, my mama calls me.
Oh,
hey, girl. She's speaking to you.
So, you want to know why he thinks this is an amazing episode?
Why?
Because you fucked in a car without any tips.
Probably.
No, but that was
why wasn't I walking past?
That was terrible.
Next like, time I'm gonna be like this. Right. Hey,
P. Right. You want me to hold the camera? Yeah.
I got it, P. Hold this, P. You know this nigga? Yeah. Hey,
you doing good. She is good.
Hey, it's me. It's me. Oh, it's P. Get this right here. Get this right here. You say,
hey, sure? OT, she fucking a cop without no tips.
Burn, let me tell you what happened tonight.
I caught her. Oh, shit.
I was on the highway. I don't know where my car went out. Walking home. Guess
who
I see?
Guess who our motherfucker is? Sarah. Sarah. You wouldn't believe it. She was throwing it back. Then she asked me to hold the camera.
I recorded the whole thing.
Send that shit to me right now. I don't believe it.
I ain't got it. She sent it to me. And cool, but if not, you got to imagine, brother. I was there.
I saw it. It saw it happen.
No bullshit. Y'all got to remember, follow him.
PJ Fuck on Twitter.
And ladies, subscribe him. He's doing a special this week, $12.99. I'll make sure it goes up with all new content within the next 7 days.
I make my whole little rap on.
I'm his manager,
guys. No,
you're not. I've officially hired myself as a manager. We're gonna get this motherfucker cracking. We need to
cut the check, P.
Okay. Pretty pussy eater P.
Pretty pussy eater P. Wow. I got a gang of names.
And on that note, peace out. Peace.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast. The Late Nights with Sexy and Savage podcast is part of the NMG Network, a division of NMG Enterprises, LLC.